Good morning. Before I comment on this morning's gospel, I have to make what for some of you at least will be a sad announcement. Others of you may have heard it already on the internet. Ken Berger, our superintendent for a number of years, faithful parishioner, used to sit right over here, died yesterday afternoon about 4:30. So far, I've heard nothing about arrangements. When I do hear them, we'll get them out as quickly as possible. Be sometime this week. Ken was a strong man who had a lot to fight, fought it well. I'm sure he's much happier now being home with Fran than he was the whole time they were apart. On the other hand, it doesn't make it easier. In fact, it makes it harder for his daughter and his son and his friends. But today's gospel is relevant to that, the whole question of the good shepherd, the relationship between the shepherd and the sheep. It is, I think, entirely coincidental that this Sunday falls when it does. I mean, the fourth Sunday of Easter is obviously 3 weeks after Easter Sunday, and Easter is determined by the date of the equinox and the date of the full moon and this following Sunday and so on. You know, we've had the earliest one in a long time. But still, sometimes there's something almost eerily coincidental about having the Good Shepherd Sunday this week and then on Tuesday being fleeced by your Uncle Sam. The gospel this Sunday is always from John 10. It's one of those ones they split the chapter in thirds, read a third each year of the cycle. We're always asked to reflect at this particular time on the Good Shepherd. I think they may have picked it to fit here, first of all, because we're normally reading John during this season, Lent and Easter. So it would fall somewhere in here, and they don't want to lose it, so this is as good as any. Also because there's a real association in the last chapter of Hebrews, where the author, who has not yet used the shepherd metaphor all the way through the letter, in his final exhortation, talks about God having raised up from the dead the great shepherd of the sheep, thus tying the resurrection fact and the shepherd metaphor together. What does it mean? Well, I think it means different things to us at different times. And recognizing that it has that variety of meanings may enable us to capitalize on the proper one, the proper time. There are times in your life and in mine when we feel very much like a sheep, newly shorn, or lost, hungry, confused, whatever. Just sort of out there. And the image of a shepherd who knows you by name, will call you by name, whose voice you can hear and respond to, and if you don't, will come out looking for you. If necessary, gather you up on his shoulders, bring you home. This is comfort, when comfort is really necessary. That the shepherd, in fact, does know you by name. This is not an anonymous call. This is an individual, personal thing. Jesus knows who you are and cares about you. That's an important thing to know, and sometimes a vitally important thing to know, especially when we feel most in need of it. And I think that when dying time comes, that must be one of those special moments for that. I think everybody is afraid of dying. If you're careful enough about it, you know, and make enough progress in life and whatnot, you may not be afraid of being dead. Being dead may not be all that bad. If you believe in some kind of life with God, that's obviously pretty good. If you don't, well, it's at least rest and being out of here. But dying is frightening. Was I right about what I believed all this time about what comes next? And if I am, how do I respond to it? You know, how do I get from here to there? How do I make that transition? I mean, that's the biggest transition since birth. Well, in the same Gospel of John, Jesus says to the disciples, you have faith in God. Have faith also in me. In my Father's house, there are many mansions. If there weren't, how would I have told you that I'm going to prepare a place for you? But if, in fact, I'm going to prepare a place for you, then I will come back and take you with me, that you may be with me where I am. So it's not a journey you have to make alone. The Good Shepherd will come back to take you with him. At that moment, you will hear his voice calling your name, and you will be guided, if necessary, carried on that journey. There's nothing really to be afraid of. It's an important thing to know. So Jesus as shepherd and us as sheep has its time and its place and its role. There are also times when it's out of time, out of place, out of role. And really the last thing you want to do is think of yourself as a sheep. I mean, sheep get romanticized, all right. You see the pictures of sheep in Victorian art, these cute, fluffy, white, woolly lambs. Bah. Sheep are incredibly dumb. They rank somewhere with turkeys. And they're not terribly clean either. That Victorian image wasn't done by a shepherd. A shepherd knows that a sheep's fur, fleece, wool gets matted. And it gets matted with all kinds of unseemly things. They stink. I'm not sure you want to think of yourself as a sheep. At least not all the time. But you know, there's the other side to that whole image. One that was brought out very strongly a couple of decades ago by a couple of professors doing social psychological research. They assumed that exposure to really good leadership would make people want to follow. There were certainly some grounds for this hypothesis. We'd seen that kind of mass hysteria thing in the 40s, for instance. So what they did was they got a couple of hundred Psych 201 students. The Psych 201 student is the lab rat of the social sciences. Divided them into a number of groups. And half the groups were shown blah films. Cartoons, travelogues, whatever. The other half were shown speeches by really inspirational leaders. Jack Kennedy's inaugural address. One of Winston Churchill's speeches in Parliament during the war. That kind of material. And their hypothesis was that people who were exposed to people like Churchill and Kennedy would show higher on the more excitation of their followership skills. They were ready to follow these leaders to the ends of the earth, and less so with the control group. What they found was almost exactly the opposite of their hypothesis. Rather than having heightened followership skills, what they had was heightened leadership skills. People who were exposed to really good leaders said, yeah, that's worth doing. I can do that, you know. Maybe not that well, but I can do that. And they began to think like leaders, to feel like leaders. The fact that Jesus is a shepherd doesn't necessarily mean that you were a sheep. It also, sometimes different ways, different places, different circumstances, but it also means that you were a shepherd. Again, Gospel of John, very last chapter, Jesus says to Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me? Feed my lambs, feed my sheep. If I am the shepherd, then take up your staff and follow me and start acting like a shepherd. Understand from me what leadership is and then start doing it. Leadership is knowing the sheep by name. Leadership is putting the interests of the sheep first, being willing to lay down your life for the sheep. Leadership is leading the sheep to good pastures. You know? Leadership is standing up with your sisters and brothers, calling them by name, and leading them in the right direction. Leadership is standing up in your society, and sometimes it's denouncing what it's doing wrong. Sometimes it's praising what it's doing right. Sometimes it's suggesting possibilities it hasn't yet thought of. But all of that is shepherding. All of that is leadership. Come along and do it." That doesn't replace the shepherd sheep part, nor does it take away its need. There are times when I feel very much like a sheep, and a shepherd who knows me by name and calls me is what I need to stabilize my life, to get my sense of bearing, and to go on. There are also times when I'm not feeling particularly beaten down. I'm just feeling happily lethargic. You know? Things are going along quite nicely, thank you kindly. If you don't rock my boat, I won't rock yours. And then the image of Jesus as leader, the shepherd, needs to stir me up and say, "Okay, come on, you've rested long enough. Stand up, pick up your staff, and do what you have just seen." The image cuts both ways. Sometimes in our life one way, sometimes the other. I guess there are times when even both are called for. Fortunately, those moments are rare. They're both real. We need to see Jesus assuring us as his sheep. And we need to hear Jesus calling to us as fellow shepherds. Sisters and brothers, let us pray.